Back to First Look with Scott Cox on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1180 KERN.
In a valley, in a canyon, I'll go wherever you go. Oh, living on, life.
Welcome back to the First Look with Scott Cox Show. Dr. Corey Gonzalez filling in for my buddy Scott Cox. He's on his well-needed vacation on the coast. And Scott, if you're listening, Friday night, get out to Avila Beach on the boardwalk. They're going to have some good reggae bands and the most killer fish tacos you'll ever have. Make sure you get there on Friday night, Scott. Anyhow, we're back with Dr. Philip Corey from Premier Pain Management. Dr. Corey's office is over on River Lakes Drive off River Lakes and Coffee, almost by that InShape and El Pollo Loco area across from Winco. His phone number is 241-9330. If you want to call in, 842-5376. Dr. Corey, let's talk a little bit about, to our listeners, some of the services you provide for chronic pain, some of the things you're doing. Educate us, enlighten us a little bit about, you know, your role in pain management.
Well, sure. Yeah. I'm an interventional pain specialist. I'm an anesthesiologist by trade, trained at the Wayne State University, downtown Detroit. That's where I did my residency and finished up and did a one-year fellowship in interventional pain. And been here for about 3 years, opened up my practice about 2 years back, and then changed locations to River Lakes most recently in October. With the opioid epidemic, we all know about, you know, just want to throw some facts at you from the CDC. You know, the amount of opioids dispensed quadrupled between 1999 till now, but the amount of pain actually has not changed. It's been unchanged in patients. 249 million prescriptions of opioids were written in the year 2013, for example. That's enough for every American to have a prescription. Imagine that, Corey.
Wow.
Nearly 2 million people abused or became dependent on opioids in the year 2014. These are just facts that have been spilled from the CDC. In 2014, just to give you an outlook, 26,647 people died. That's 61% of all drug overdose deaths. And just to give you an outlook, in comparison, there's about 18,000 deaths from car accident. So this has now surpassed car accidents. So in this look of, in this kind of era of opioid epidemic, there's means of treating pain other than prescription pain medications. And that's really where I focus my practice. Mm-hmm. Most of pain medications are prescribed for the likes of back pain, neck pain, chronic mid-back pain, peripheral neuropathy, and things of that sort. What I offer in my clinic is the likes of interventional procedures that help minimize the dependency on opioid medication. In fact, help to de-escalate many of the patients from opioid dependence and the need to take opioids and rely more on getting to the source of the pain, that being at the level of degenerative disc. Because degenerative disc disease is much like coronary artery disease, is much like diabetes, much like high blood pressure. It requires management. And with proper management, it can be treated and managed very well without the need for opioid medication. So we focus primarily on the likes of interventional procedures, whether it's facet joint injections in the low back, epidural injections, trigger point injections, other joint injections, and neuromodulation in the form of spinal cord stimulation. And that's one of the kind of it's at the forefront of treating chronic pain, especially with regards to people with low back pain, lumbar stenosis, lumbar radiculopathy, peripheral neuropathy, phantom limb pain, and the things of that sort.
So you mentioned the injections, and then you mentioned the spinal cord stimulation, and we have about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a little time to stay after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because we have to go to a hard break in about 2 minutes. So you're in the injections, what are you injecting?
Well, it depends. If we're countering the nerve, it's usually a numbing agent in the form of local anesthetic, and that's usually a diagnostic check to see if the source of the pain is being inoculated. If we block the nerve and the pain is gone, we know it's coming from the facet joint, for example, and that nerve being the medial branch in the lower back. That can lead us to a more longer-lasting treatment in the form of radiofrequency ablation, where we essentially heat up a nerve to 90 degrees Celsius for 90 seconds. That gives 6 months minimum of treatment.
What is the objective of that?
The objective of that is essentially to get you feeling better, to get you to modulate your pain from being so, not so elusive, but from being affecting your daily living. A lot of people suffer from arthritis and degenerative disc disease. So the objective is to get you feeling better, get you more active and involved in your activities of daily living.
To help them function better.
Correct, function okay. better. The other form of injection is epidurals, and that's, you know, where a little bit of steroid is used in order to reduce the inflammation in the disc area.
Okay, for healing.
For healing, yeah. Correct.
Very good. Well, we're gonna have him back after the break. We're going to go to a hard break, and after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about your spinal cord stimulations and so forth. Yeah. You're here with Dr. Philip Corey, and he's a pain specialist from Premier Pain Management. This is Dr. Corey Gonzalez, covering for Scott Cox and First Look with Scott Cox Show. You listen to News Talk 96.1 FM and AM 1180 KERN. You can call in at 842-5376. You can live stream us on the internet at kernradio.com.